You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's happening? K-State, Bam, Eddie Greer, back for another daily of the Purple Project Podcast. Recording on Saturday, December 12, 2020, and coming off of last night's men's game, K-State men took on Milwaukee and squeaked out a one-point victory in Bramlage. And man, how close was it to losing another game against a non-good team? Well, obviously Milwaukee, this was their first game after a couple of cancellations to their schedule early on in the 2020-21 season here. K-State hanging on to a one-point win after being embarrassed by a Division II opponent, Fort Hays State, earlier this week. And Bruce Weber decided, hey, let's change it up a little bit and put in the young cats in here for this ball game, huge ball game. And this freshman class that was top 40 coming in to this basketball season delivered here, in Davion Bradford, the ringleader, led them with 18 points in 32 minutes, 6 of 8 from the field, 7 boards in the game. And he said, basically summarizing up, saying that he was sick of losing and the winning starts now. And this is at least a building block to start on right here. 1-point victory. I mean, yes, it's once again another tightly close game here with the Cats against an infuriated opponent here in Milwaukee. 76-75. The Cats pulled this one off with a different starting five, which included Selton Miguel in here as well. So that was two changes. And obviously, Cats are dealing with injuries as well, which we will talk about on this upcoming weekly edition of the podcast. So it'll be mostly basketball focused and maybe some college football in there. A little bit with K-State's football season over, you're going to be seeing some dailies about, I'll be handing some grades out to this football team here for this past season on the upcoming dailies of the Purple Project Podcast. But Selton Miguel, he was impressive in his first start. 17 points, he went 7 from 14 from the field. Hit 2 3-pointers from downtown, 2 of 7, 3 rebounds here. Nigel Pack added 12. Mike McGurl come off a good game against Fort Hays State, added 11 more and had a career high in assists. 8 assists from Mike McGurl in 36 minutes. And meanwhile, this Montavious Murphy hurt. Luke Kasupi also hurt as well. Izayagu also, he's going to be missing some time as well. And the disappointment of Dejuan Gordon continues, but this freshman class covered it up. And Antonio Gordon went to the bench, and this one didn't do nothing. So, but overall, these freshmen, it looks like, I mean, kind of playing KU on the gridiron, played a lot of freshmen. It looks like here for K-State in the basketball side of things, could be going that way, getting these young guys a lot of time playing time. And why not? Because you're not getting much from the freshman class from a year ago. Dejuan Gordon, in my eyes, was too hyped up, and he's been way too inconsistent. But the freshman class, you got to be impressed, at least so far. I know they're having a bad start to the year. They're only now 2-4 on the young season, but you got to look at the bright side of things. Hopefully, K-State, you turn the corner for this team here. Next time they'll be on the court, they're going to be going to Iowa State next Tuesday, 13th day, Saturday. Yeah, next Tuesday, they're going to be going, playing their first conference game against Iowa State in Ames. Even with no fan, that's going to be a tough place to play. But this young ball club, going for Bruce Weber, changing things up and going with a much younger lineup, obviously, and taking out the one senior, you got pretty much. And let's not forget a shout-out to Rudy Williams off the bench. Junior transfer, 16 points for him. Without those points, K-State would have lost another embarrassing game at Bramlage. But K-State fam, the men's pulled out by one over Milwaukee, 76-75. And next opponent for the Cats on the road, Big 12 opener, Iowa State. We will also talk about that. Me and Alex, my co-host, will be recording the weekly edition tomorrow night. So a lot more to come on this basketball team. And we're going to discuss a ton about this basketball team moving forward past a couple games in Iowa State. And obviously they got Baylor too coming up. Top five, top three team in the nation. That's going to be tough here. Coming tough stretch of games coming up for Bruce Weber in his 2-4 Kansas State Wildcats. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer III, K-State 76, Milwaukee 75.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.